This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, and it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
There is a hurt tennis player, Kevin, on the tennis court right
She's
now.
She's going to be okay.
In a tennis match.
She looks good.
That nobody...
She's American.
Nobody knows what tennis match it is. Do you?
Asmanov?
Okay. See? If Kevin doesn't know, then nobody knows.
It's not Monica Seles.
You think she needs mouth-to-mouth?
She got stabbed.
Yes, she did.
Do, Derek. She does need mouth-to-mouth?
Do you remember that, Derek?
What?
When a tennis player got stabbed during a match?
No.
It happened.
It's terrifying. Was Derek born yet?
Anna Samova.
He was definitely born.
I was born in 86. How old was...
That was late 90s?
You guys aren't that much older than me.
I thought maybe mid-90s, but okay. Yeah.
You make me seem like I'm...
You're five years younger than us.
She's the one that would throw the ball at least. And you go, what? Hey!
Wait, what just happened?
Monica Seles, every time she hit a ball, she would load up, go, what?
Do you make any sounds when you pitch?
Yes.
Which sound did... What, you're throwing a
those
pitch.
Guys?
You're throwing a fastball.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to throw a fastball to a hitter.
No, he was more of a...
that's what they thought.
Derek, do you make any sounds when you pitch?
Why? I just don't.
Did you hear the disdain? He goes, are you one of those guys?
You one of those guys?
Yeah, who's the guy who pitches for...
What's wrong with your voice?
You had to make a sound.
Seattle?
Robbie Ray.
Robbie
he grunts Ray. Every time he pitches.
How's it sound?
Yeah, it's actually like that.
Every time. It's louder than that.
Look, for all the detractors good of the God. Show, I get it. I do.
Absolutely nothing.
You have to make a noise. You have to have a deep, you have to have like an outlet of breath. You can't be silent when you pitch.
It's like a dog fart. It's quiet.
Okay.
Just can't hear it.
All right. Not my dog.
That's why you only threw 93.
My gosh.
Only.
I only threw 86.
What about hitters? Are there any hitters that make really loud noises when they swing and hit?
No.
Okay.
Just that I know of.
Yeah,
just
the bat.
If anything, the bat makes all the sound. You know, me and Mike know about that. We found a few barrels.
Do you have a hitter that would like kind of show you up or like have a little attitude back and forth with you?
Adam Dunn, he would just show me up by hitting a home run every game.
That's a specimen too,
by the way. Here's an update from the 806. Not even kidding. Mike just woke up my kid in the car. Thanks a lot, Mike.
With the Monica Seles?
Which one was it? Robbie Ray or Monica?
I think it was probably Monica.
I'm going to go with the Monica.
Can we do it again? Keep the Monica sound. Joey.
You guys know what I'm talking about. If we went to
I
YouTube,
do.
I sound just like her.
I didn't quite.
You
do
don't
one
sound
more time?
Just like her because I think it sounds a little different, but I do not. I do not want to.
Kevin,
challenge.
Hold on. Yeah.
What you is, make the noise.
You do it.
And then I'll make the noise, and then we'll find Monica Seles making the noise.
Let's just
the
all
noise,
make the noise.
You go, huh. That is what she did. Yes, Lucius, I can see you looking at me. That's what it sounded like.
What?
Don't judge me.
What?
This is your fault, Corey.
Oh, I know.
I like this.
This is dumb.
It's not our fault. It's that Grandstand Bally Sports T2, whatever her name is, playing.
I'll find the grunt.
Anna Samova. Yeah, find the grunt.
Monica Seles grunting.
Yeah.
All right.
She's hot, too.
So
tennis. Do you think they're out of shape?
No.
There's no Luka Doncic is out there.
Oh my gosh,
Luka
Mike.
Versus Zion. Who's going to eat the tennis ball first?
Good Lord, Mike.
Can't wait. I mean,
look like
I
icing
think Luka
on
would
ball.
Eat a tennis ball, Mike.
He'd smoke it, probably.
What does that even mean? He can smoke tennis ball.
Gracious.
I'm sure you could smoke something out of a tennis ball.
What? Corey, what has happened in this right, 5 minutes of the C block?
I really thought this was that? I thought this was fun earlier because I was talking with Derek about Lucy. And this isn't I don't think this is a super serious topic.
Get good.
What is your favorite game to play with the family? And it doesn't have to be a board game. It can be any game that you play. Kevin, I know you like the license plate game.
I might have to look
Yes.
up. But the
I do.
Last night, while I was watching the World Baseball Classic, which I want to get back to in a second, because Mike has a very interesting thought on Mike Trout. We were watching the game, and Lucy was like, hey, can we play Pete the Cat Dominoes? And I guess at some burger restaurant that I stopped at, Brahms, they have Pete the Cat, like, cardboard dominoes.
Cherry limeade sherbet?
Yes. Yes, the kids got it. They loved it.
I'm telling you.
They loved it. I was busy, though. I was very focused. But, Kevin, we sat down to play. Now, she doesn't know the increments of five and all that. So what I did to start her out with the game was I said, let's just match six with six or green with green. So what we do is she stirs it all up. She stirs the pot up. Then we pull our seven dominoes. Now she knows that she's got to pull seven.
Okay.
And that's like, I'm like, how many do we get? And she says seven.
Okay.
And Adrian was like shocked that she remembered that part too. This is great. This is really good. So now, then she flips them all over. She puts them in a straight line, organizes them, and then she's matching and sequencing and everything. But while I was telling Derek about this morning, Derek goes, hold on, so isn't that just playing dominoes? Aren't you just supposed to match the numbers next to each other? And I was like, well, yeah, you're trying to get the increments of five, though.
Yeah.
The whole time, like, you're trying to get everything.
You're trying to break your daughter down to some advanced version. Just let her play
but
how she
Derek
wants
Derek was
to.
Like, oh. Like it. He was like, no, hold on. That is a fun game because he didn't know that you were supposed to get the increments of five either. He thought you were just matching the ends and whoever had no dominoes at the end won.
Yeah.
And so that's how we play with Lucy right now. For her, it is definitely about like just giving her the skills to recognition, matching and all that. But I'm going to teach her at some point the math part of it. And I guess I'm going to have to invite Derek over so I could teach him the math part of it, too.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you gave me a dirty look like I was
man,
like a bad son
to
you. Like, wow, son, you just
Mark
let
Whitten
me down.
Would have kicked your tail on the Buffalo Bisons. He'd have said, rookies go to the other table.
I would have said, all right, cool. I don't get this game. I thought we were just connecting the dots.
Connect the dots. Yeah, that's what he thought was going on. You know, and that's what Lucy, like, that's where she is right now. So
never played dominoes.
But last night, while we were doing that, then Adrian came in, saw what was going on. She wanted to sit down and play. And so it was whoever runs out of dominoes first, essentially. And then the whole family was doing it just because it was fun. So
did you ever play Mousetrap with your family?
Because no, we don't have that.
I think that moment that was awesome. When the trap comes down on your mouse is so humbling. I don't care if you're the most important person in the world or the least important person in the world or anyone in between, when you see that trap go down and you know you're like, please don't work, please don't work, please don't work, and it drops on your mouse, it'll hurt.
Yep. From the 817, that's called Bones. There are multiple ways to play dominoes. That's, yes, yeah, that's
Corey's
the way.
Shaming his daughter.
I'm not shaming her. I'm happy. I'm excited.
Shaming me.
I'm shaming Derek.
Yeah,
definitely.
Derek's almost 40 years old. Never heard of dominoes before.
I've heard of it. I just don't know how to play it, I guess.
It's
clearly
so much fun, especially like
make up my own game.
Especially when you get to that good 30 piece and you get to slam it down and everything. Like, that's always nice.
The games I usually don't love, I feel like feelings get hurt disproportionately in Monopoly and Uno. Those are super fun games, but like if you're not playing with, I guess, the right people, is feelings and tempers will flare.
Mm. Oh, hold on. Lucy's is Sweat. I've never played Sweat before.
Oh.
Derek,
sweaty.
Sweat might be I'm going to have to look this up for Domino's. I've
like
never
say
played
that about
Sweat.
Like when you play like Fortnite, like, oh, this person's sweaty.
Yeah, and I guess you're sweating because you're trying to get you're trying to be the one with the with no more Domino's left. So that's something that I'm learning right there
today.
Too. Yeah. Okay. So me and my buddies, I guess, have just always played Bones.
Okay.
And like I have this one friend who he's never beaten me in this game. And Kevin, I think do you play dominoes?
Not a lot.
All right. It's math, so it's pretty fun to do those things. But me and my buddy just beat him all the time, and he's so mad, and he's always trying to, and I talk so much trash to him the whole time because I know he can't beat us.
See, and so
I'm keep doing it.
That's where you get into trouble, right? When you get disproportionately invested in this game from a you have to win perspective. Like, I don't think they listen.
Yeah, even like beer pong. Sometimes you're like, I have to win at beer pong because I'm undefeated right now.
So
dominant.
Me and Jess played spades with a couple of her friends. And they were like, we play spades all the time. And I was like, okay, well, you probably win. And they beat us in the first game. But in the second game, they barely beat us. And we were winning most of the way up until the very end. And then we lost. And then they were like, oh, yeah, we play together so often. And that's why we're so good. And I was like, oh, my gosh, shut up. Neither one of us have played this game in like 5 years, and we almost beat you. And y'all play every single week or whatever. I was like, whatever.
Man. Have you not seen Fast and Furious? Doesn't matter, winning's winning. Doesn't matter if it's by an inch or by a mile.
Yeah.
You still lost.
You still lost.
That's great.
I hope you don't feel good about yourself.
If you won by half an inch and that person hadn't been in a car in 5 years, I don't think you should feel great about that.
Doesn't matter because it's still a win.
Mm-hmm. What You're other life still lessons a loser. Do you take from Fast and the Furious?
That's it.
Derek's right, man.
Part 10's coming out.
I don't care. You can be ahead.
Stealing cars is really easy.
Can be one strike away.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Stop it. I see what you're doing.
I know what you're doing.
What?
We still lost.
I was just talking about.
No, you weren't.
I was talking about the World Baseball Classic.
I bet.
Last night.
Oh, crap.
Could have very easily. Yeah. You know what? There was that moment last night, Mike, where I was like, even if Trout does this, hits the home run, ties it up, or, you know, they go ahead and win or are up, they still have to go to the bottom of the ninth. Like, they still had, there were a lot of thoughts that just kept going, oh, man, this could be a walk-off. And then it was like, no, we still have the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mookie. Yeah. Double play Mookie. That's his new nickname.
Oh, my God.
He's still better than Trout last night.
He looks so mad over there in his chair.
Oh, my
God. Are you mad at Derek still?
I forgot. I think I'm mad at somebody now.
But you don't even know?
Can we get a reasoning?
I think I'm mad at... He doesn't even know who he's mad at, Derek.
I know, but he does. But what's he mad about?
Yeah, you got a sandwich. You've been running your side business. This should be a great day for you. Man.
Thanks to Andrew and Charles for coming in, seeing the show. It's awesome.
You're welcome, too.
Mike,
thanks
you did...
Derek.
I bought cards.
You did bring something up in the break, though, that I thought was really interesting.
Oh, thanks.
And that is that last night, when Mike Trout played in a very big-time game.
Oh, yeah.
With big-time things on the line. And afterwards, he's like, hey, it was so wonderful. He tweeted out, it's great to do this. It was an honor being your captain. That maybe experiencing that makes him go, do I really want to be an Angel for the rest of my career?
I wonder that. He's never played an important game. For the most part, he did play very early in his career, and I think they got swept in the playoffs.
I believe that is correct.
I just wonder, playing in that environment, Otani's his teammate this year. I don't think Otani's going to be an Angel after this year. I think he's going to stay on the West Coast, but I think he's going to change teams. So, when that happens, is he going to go look at the Angels and go, guys, I can't. I want to play in that environment, and I'm never going to do that except in 2026 if I'm healthy for spring training. Yeah. I can do that again. So I just wonder if Mike Trout getting a little bit of a taste of what it would be like to be, let's just say, on the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Astros right now, teams that perennially make the playoffs every year, that's what you'd be playing for every year is – at the end of September, you're playing to play in somewhat 5 to 15 of those games a year.
Yes. Yeah. Like that's very interesting because I've stuck by this for a long time. Derek, you told us, and I just remember your face and the way you said it. I just want to get back to the playoffs. We want to get back to the World Series. And it is an adrenaline rush like no other. And it's an experience that if you're a Mike Trout, you probably feel like you should be playing in those type of games every single year. So that's like seeing him and what Mike just brought up. I think that's a pretty interesting approach there.
Going with Otani too real quick is I think he has a competition with Darvish too. If you think about this, is Darvish has been here for what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't got a ring. Otani wants to be that guy.
Ichiro never got one either.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did Daisuke?
I believe so in 2009. No, not Daisuke. I'm sorry. If you're talking about pitchers, because I was thinking about who's the hitter, lefty hitter for the Yankees?
Matsui.
Hideki?
Yeah. So obviously he got one with the Yankees, if not two.
So he wants to be a pitcher, though.
So the first pitcher to ever kind of get one, yeah, because Yeah, I don't. Daisuke obviously, did. Nomo never did with the Dodgers. I know he started moving around, but like I think that if you are in your prime, if you're considered a really good pitcher in a rotation, I don't think a Japanese pitcher has ever done it. Obviously, the closer did it. I'm drawing a blank here.
Saki? No.
Yeah, well, he was with you. He traded for him.
Koji.
Yeah, because he won it with Boston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a very interesting approach. Where would Ohtani want to do it?
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how much do folks stay invested in the NCAA tournament after the first weekend is over? Because I know Corey's still invested for infuriated reasons. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Holton on the right wing. Timmy up top, looking to shoot the three. He will, with four on the timer, and he makes it. Drew Timmy with 20 points. Gonzaga has its largest lead.
J.J. Pierce's own Drew Timmy showing out right there. I was really curious because the opening weekend of the tournament, there's so much discussion about your brackets and everything like that. I wonder how many people fall off and don't really care as much going down the stretch versus maybe just like some college basketball diehards are into it because you are deciding the national champion versus everyone else who was in the first weekend is like, eh, my bracket shot or I'm losing or whatever. And so now I'm out. I want to talk about that, but what I know that Mike wants closure on, I don't know if that's the right phrasing, is the Monica Seles Gruntoff. Yeah.
I feel like we are going to need votes from my Tuolos. Remember Tuolos, mm-hmm. Who engages with you? Me or that Kevy guy over there? And then
that's
when it comes to the
Kevin.
Fan...
Well, then Tolos, I...
The fan text people. Kevin's going to look at that, and you tell us who sounds more like Monica Seles.
I don't know if I'm as invested in winning this as you think I am. That was the part okay. I did. When you go,
All right.
Wait, what was that we were
that's
watching?
That's Kevin's. Tennis. That was probably Capriotti versus Seles there.
It was, but what about Mike's?
Yeah. That is good.
That is really
By the way, before
good.
Before it, before we played any audio on the Twolo page, you got my vote, Mike. Mike Bassick all day. So Thank that you. Was before Mike anything too. Got said.
Oh, obviously, man. I'm right.
Let me put a poll up too.
How does Kevin sound again?
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's
doing.
That's
huh?
what she's hunting.
She's doing wah.
She's a, no, she's
saying,
saying
huh? wah.
She's not
Let's
saying
do it
wah.
Again. She's saying wah.
Checkmate.
That sounded like
that. I thought it was like a cat throwing up.
That's I
that's
think
Monica
Mike's...
Sellis, right? Right there. Was that me like, or Monica Sellis? I can't tell.
That's gonna be our new segment.
You sound like someone, like one of the Mario characters on Mario Tennis.
It's Toad. That's Toad.
I think we should do that tomorrow. Mario Is it Mike
Mario
or Monica
Carter,
Sellis? Just play a clip. They'd be like, I don't know. No, nobody knows.
Stabbed in the neck.
Should have done that for
Oh my gosh, Mike.
Well, that's your choice. I might have been stabbed in the neck.
Uh-huh. That
no
was
one's
really...
dying.
Yeah, Monica didn't die.
She did not, but that was...
Yeah, nobody's dying.
That really hurt her tennis career, like a lot.
Did she ever come back? Like, she came back.
She did.
Did she ever win again?
No, she was good. I know she won the Australian Open after that, but she was, like, dominating before that. So...
And then Andre Agassi's wife really took over the sport.
Yeah, I mean, she was good before that, too.
Didn't Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, they built a school system, and, like, the elementary school, the hallway grew, like... You started in kindergarten at the front door, and then as you got to the indoor, it got to whatever, like sixth grade. And then out the door of there to the next school.
Do you think elementary school goes to sixth grade?
That's what mine did. What do you want to say now?
Your school's
Plano
weird.
Really messed up. Yeah. Or sorry, no, you were
East
Dallas.
I was East Dallas, bro.
Yeah, that's why you moved to Plano, because they understand what grade school
they
is
go
in
to
middle
fifth
school.
Grade, and then they start sixth grade, yeah. Yeah, we had first through six, or kindergarten through six.
Whoa, weird.
Seventh and eighth, and then
oh my gosh,
freshman,
so
sophomore,
weird.
Junior. All right. That's no, it's crazy. Weird because of the way you do it.
We were K through four, then there was a school 5 through 6, then there was a school 7 through 8, then there was just a ninth grade school, and then there was
why were there so many different schools?
That's so much.
That feels inefficient.
Duncanville.
Because they had so many kids
in
their schools.
Face. Yeah, we're developing major leaguers every year. What did you want us to do?
I bet Allen has, they're like, all right.
David Need, then Todd Ritchie, then Chad Allen, second then Steve Gibraltar.
I really thought you were going to say Steve Gibroni. All right, so it started off with a whole lot of votes for Mike, including one from the 682. Mike sounds like Xena the Warrior Princess. But I got a couple of votes, but it definitely feels like I'm losing. Yeah. So
wait, is this another one of those? It's close. Oh, it's,
yeah.
I'm going to.
He said he wasn't.
Probably win.
I think
he
Mike
was
wasn't.
Close, right
he
there.
Said he wasn't invested in it. So.
I know. I said you won. I definitely think that you
the
are
first
winning.
First time. I was close.
That's Monica Sellis again.
Was it Monica Sellis
mine
or Mike?
Now.
Or was it Toad?
All right.
I'll work on my Sellis to really perfect it.
Okay. Let me know how that goes. Well, I'm sure you will. Is the Texas House Committee is hearing expanded gambling bills today. And I do want to talk some more about the NCAA tournament and Corey's bracket if you're still invested. But we have talked about sports gambling forever. And here in Texas, there is a digital sports betting bill that is being discussed, which would open it up for like DraftKings and FanDuel and stuff like that. And then there is another bill that is kind of the idea of building those destination resorts that I feel like Jerry talked to us about in the past. And so this will give some good insight about the progress towards pushing this down the road. Because the tough part about it is you have to get 2/3 of the House and the Texas House and the Texas Senate to approve it. And then if it is, it would go on the ballot in November.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, the
a lot
people,
of red tape.
Yeah, the people would still get to vote on it, but getting 2/3 of the Texas House and Senate, or probably most houses and Senates, to agree on something can be difficult. So it might still be a long road ahead, but they're trying to move on it.
I don't think it would have gotten as far as it has if it didn't have a lot of people with big money at the forefront of trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
Like if Kevin, if you and I were trying to push this bill, then I think they would just be like, yeah, but who else is involved here?
Yeah, because they don't want to hear your sound logic and reason. Like, for example, and if people take this politically, I'm sorry, it's not meant to be. When Rick Perry was governor of the state, he was against gambling and sports gambling, even though we do the lottery, which is absolutely gambling. And now he's a paid lobbyist for a gambling firm to get this legalized. And so that's what matters is, do you have the right people and the right money behind it as opposed to logic?
Yeah, you need the grease the skids. You got to be able to get to the people. You got to be able to get to the skids.
Yes.
And Rick Perry can definitely get to those places sure.
I have never thought about you have to get to the skids. Yeah. That's nicely done there.
I can't just throw grease across the fence. You know, that's not going to work that way.
That makes a lot of sense. And why do so many people have thoughts about this? Hold on, from the 972. Is Monica Seles in studio right now?
It felt
no.
Like it. Yeah.
No. Just
sorry, I've pretty much perfected that. It's just me, Mike Bassick.
What felt even better is, Kevin, you just did the sound effect.
Yeah, which was horrible.
Mike was swinging the tennis racket.
He was swinging the stick.
Uh-huh. He had a ball in his shorts and a ball in his hand. You know, that's because that's how they play. I don't know if you know this or not about tennis, Kevin, but usually they keep a ball in their shorts.
Yes.
Have you noticed? Some of them have them in their skirts.
Yes, I did know that.
Did you know that, Mike?
Yeah, you can see the bulge.
Yeah. So that's how, like, Mike actually went out there and approached it as if he was a real tennis player. Where Kevin, you kind of approached it like you weren't
very
completely
robotic.
Invested. Yeah.
He wanted it more. He took over the part. I just acted the part. I hear what you're saying. That, you know what? That's tough love. That's constructive criticism that I can use to build off of. In the meantime,
be better.
For the 469, y'all are effing hilarious. Thank you very much. And somebody brought up from the 214, Allen High School has a freshman center. I have been to that freshman center. Is it Lowry?
Look at you.
Freshman center? I want to, man, or am I getting it wrong? The freshman center, that is where the wrestling team, the dominant Allen State wrestling team that's won like 13 titles in our state titles in a row.
It is Lowry.
It is the worst smell I have ever smelled in my life.
You're not
they
supposed
know
to
this.
Say that.
No, I told them all. Oh, okay. Is you walk up the stairs above the basketball and volleyball gym, there's a mat room up there. It's just, it's unimaginable. The speed at which the punch of stink hits you.
Derek, you've been in lots of different clubhouses and locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that the smelliest of them is hockey?
Yes, because of the gloves, the pads. They're all right there.
Yeah, there's also like this metallic smell that comes from their pads and like the little the metal parts that keep it all on.
My mom would agree. She had to clean my gear for a lot.
See, I'm telling you, dude,
a lot
hockey
of years.
Stuff to keep. It's hard to. I got hockey gear. It's hard to keep it smelling normal.
Yeah, it is wild how I would go in there after a game and be like, this is atrocious. Like, oh, the Rangers clubhouse smelled great. Like y'all, y'all's was nice.
Yeah,
right. Real spread out room. I haven't been to the new.
A lot of guys over cologne themselves after showers.
Do they really?
Oh yeah, even to go on the field too.
To go on the field, trying to smell good for your dirt around you? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm not a guy that wore cologne when I went out onto the field.
Who? Name him. Beltre?
Elvis.
Elvis?
Oh.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Well, what do you know the brand?
It was
brand?
Polo Sport.
CK1? Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Aquavelva?
He was always like... He always had the best cologne. I will give him that.
What is the best cologne?
Yeah, what
something
is?
That smells good.
Oh my God. You just started this whole other thing.
877-881-1053.
Top 10 colognes.
All right.
Cologniers.
Corey, are you still in on the NCAA tournament with your supposed.
I'm undefeated.
It's a great question. You should have started the segment.
I tried to!
Man,
jeez. Usually you save that for the phone call.
I haven't yelled at you. So it's a segment not going your way. Nobody's dying.
I am listening to myself.
All right, so I do. Corey, I know you have the perfect. I can't believe you
picked
all these.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Fairleigh Dickinson, you knew that they were better than Purdue, not better than Florida Atlantic. I thought that was amazing. I thought you were crazy when I saw that before I left for vacation.
You had Princeton and Creighton in this round?
Mike thought I was crazy for putting it in print, typing it in. So
when we left, I did see, and I forgot all about this. It was a great question by you. I walked away. I didn't hear the answer. But you asked Chris Young about Princeton's basketball team this year.
You don't remember that?
And Chris Young gave him just kind of a couple things. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if they're a lower-ranked team and they can make it to the Sweet 16. And so you ran with it, and you were right.
I trust my sources.
Yeah. And so I think I'll be kind of invested Thursday, but Friday I think I'm going to go watch high school baseball.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah.
Corey, do you want to tell us any of your picks for the
Don't. Corey.
Have you seen
it? It's not fair. Remember, gambling's becoming legal. It's not fair to the bookies and stuff.
Go mean green.
He
knew
that yesterday.
Yeah.
You heard the bandwagon Scotty Drew jumped on.
He was like, I want in on that one. That's the one right there.
Do I get to watch a baseball game with you?
You'd like to.
My gosh.
Blue Atlas Atlantis is, according to the Dallas Morning News, the number one cologne.
Oh.
What is it called?
Blue Atlas Atlantis.
What's that going to set me back?
Does it have a price on it.
Okay.
Dior.
I think you can get them in Grand Prairie for like $30 a bottle at that one cologne store.
Number two.
But is that a reputable shop? I see those same things.
Number two, Dior Sauvage et de Toilette.
Toilet?
Because it's toilet water. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Number three, this looks like it looks like a key I need to get into some fancy casino.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Doesn't that look like a,
The bottle tells a story with cologne.
It does.
For the most amazing jump drive or memory stick you've
Paco
ever seen.
Paco Rabanne Millionaire. I mean, it says millionaire, so.
Paco?
Yeah. Number four, Tom Ford Tobacco Vanille et de Parfum.
Boy, that's a lot.
And then number five is Prada Luna Rosa Ocean Eau de Toilette.
Oh, Prada. Derek's a big Prada guy.
Oh, Eternity for men's number seven. That's dope. I wear that.
There's old Louis guy.
I still have cologne from what my grandma bought me, and she died in 2001.
Oh, my gosh, Mike. Why do you still have that cologne?
That cologne
still smells
like
pretty good.
Death? I gave it to all my kids. I was just like, y'all have this.
How big is that bottle? Why is it not gone?
Does it smell like death?
I only use it like maybe 10 times a year.
Yeah, it's not like we bathe in it, dude.
10 times a year, and you've had it for 25
How
years?
How often do you need cologne?
She died in 01, not 98. Jeez.
But you said you've had it since then.
Yeah, she got it for me. Like, probably, like, you know what? It might be 25 years old.
Thank you, Mike.
I still have it. It still works.
Yeah.
The button still works. Spray still comes out. And I'm like, still smells the same. It's never gone bad.
Lots of texts coming in.
I don't think cologne can go bad. There's nothing in it. They're not putting strawberries in it.
Well, isn't it like strawberry oils?
Strawberries can go bad.
Strawberries can definitely go bad, but like the oils.
Do you guys know we're still on air? This is all being broadcast right now.
I like this.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
I don't think I've done any live today. Do I have a live coming up?
The band. Coming up next, a spectacular live from Mike where he's going to tell you to put toilet water on before you buy a
Mine
car.
Mine toilet water. That's why it smells
Coming
good.
Coming up next, we'll chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. For those that were curious, because it could impact the Western Conference, after imaging today, Paul George has a sprained right knee and will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. Not that he'll be back. He will be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. So likely out for the rest of the regular season. We will see from there.
Everything's setting up for the Mavs to make that run.
I don't think that you think that, but it does start tonight. Well, the huge game tonight.
They just have to shorten the game to 43 minutes.
Then we might be the number two.
7-minute fourth quarters.
Yeah.
And we will rock it out.
We would be awesome if that was the case. Right now.
Or just lose faster.
Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Hey, we are rolling.
All right.
And so is Paul George. That's very lucky.
Yeah, because they look like done for the playoffs for sure immediately. That's That's what
See
I
you
thought.
Next Christmas,
yeah,
buddy.
That's what I thought as well. Is I'm sure you guys will talk about it on the show, but I was kind of curious y'all's thoughts on the Eric Nadel news now that we heard he will not be starting for the beginning of the season due to a variety of mental health issues.
Well, it's tough. You know, as a Ranger fan, you get used to hearing him, and you just hope that he can make a full recovery and, you know, get back as soon as possible. But, you know, he's been so passionate about helping others with mental health. And
Grant
I think,
Halliburton and,
yeah, now it's time for him to get some help. And you know, hopefully that is not too long. But, of course, you do have Jared Sandler and Matt Hicks who can do a heck of a job for you.
Yeah, Jared and Hixie are they're amazing, but certainly haven't gotten to work with Eric as much as I have just thinking about him. You know, I mean, he's the primary focus, and I appreciate him being so open about this and sharing what's going on. But, I mean, I thought you guys did an awesome job earlier. I was listening, coming back over from the draft show talking about this. But really, I'm just hoping, you know, Eric is getting the treatment and help that he needs, and then we can get him back in the booth whenever that time comes and he's ready. I mean, Jared and Hicks, you'll do a great job, but certainly just thinking about Eric.
Now, if you guys want me to lighten it up a bit, we had this conversation earlier. What's the place or thing that makes you feel super fancy that's not super fancy? Like, I stayed at the Embassy Suites. And in my mind, that's the fanciest hotel that exists because
the one at the Frisco.
There's
Rough
an
Riders
elevator
Park.
In the middle of it, and you can see the entire hotel.
Yeah.
Even though in reality, that's not the fanciest thing.
It does have a nice feel to the brand, though, and
it does.
Maybe in the '80s or something, it was more high profile.
That's
it was
probably true.
It was more glamorous.
That's probably true.
But I think of it the same way, Hagee.
What about the Windmill Suites?
No,
I liked it there quite a bit.
Not exactly. No, paper thin walls.
In your face, Mike.
I could hear what my neighbor was watching on their cell phone.
Oh yeah, gosh. you had thin walls.
Yeah,
you
I had a bad situation, and it was next to the elevator, bro.
Yeah,
it was like
you were
a party
in a weird
going
spot
on
there.
Nonstop.
And I apologize about that. I shouldn't have gotten those people going downstairs the way that I did.
You're a party animal, man. Don't apologize for that. It's what you do.
And Wolchuk they would show Mike. Up at their door, Doc, and he'd be like, "Who's got whiskey?
We got the vodka, baby. Let's go."
He'd just leave. He'd get them started and just walk out.
Chili's though. Kevin, growing up, anytime we went to Chili's, I was like, this is a celebration.
Especially if your family doesn't get to go out to eat a lot.
As a treat.
It felt like any place was like, oh my God.
Yes. And then the Chili's other is just like anytime I get to hang out and go to Derek's house.
Ooh, I could
I feel
that.
Like
but that is fancy,
I'm a big
isn't it?
Deal.
Like,
yeah.
He's got a fancy
Well, now
house.
It's like, I guess, I don't know. You got a lot of cool stuff there.
Thank you.
I'm just like, wow, this is pretty neat.
Take it
neat.
For granted or what is the coolest thing then to you?
The aquarium.
From my house.
At your house?
No, that's Mike's coolest thing.
Oh man, you've got a lot of good Dark Knight Batman stuff that I love.
Gosh.
But the Ali picture that you have upstairs
with his shorts?
Yeah, that thing's pretty sick.
You have his shorts? It's not his actual pair.
It's just
it's
a pair
of
shorts.
They're supposed to be like his shorts.
But they're not.
But they're not.
They're fake shorts,
but they're signed by Joe Frazier and him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, dude, it's
okay.
It's
Jean
awesome.
Shorts? No, not shorts.
Yeah, you remember all those famous pictures and videos of Muhammad Ali rocking jean shorts around.
Wouldn't it be cool though if an actual boxer did do that? Yeah. Show up in the ring with jorts.
Yeah, I don't know if that's allowed by the commission or whatever,
style,
but
yeah.
I would
but
like to see
But you could have
it.
Your shorts. We got so much technology, you could make the shorts look like jorts.
Yep.
Like it's like a
remember
pant.
Colby had pants that looked like jeans, but were actually sleeping pants.
I swear, that tripped me out because he'd been wearing them for so long. And he's like, yeah, and they got a hole, and I'm not wearing my underwear. And you're like, I don't want to know that.
They had Free pockets balling. In them just like your jeans.
Easy access, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're into.
All right. You guys were fools with no rules, the way I remember it.
Yes. This,
that was our
show. Man, if you think this show's unhinged now, you should have heard it before.
Oh, in fact, tomorrow, I remember this story when I was on vacation. I'm going to talk about the boa constrictor situation in Florida.
What's
it's a good tease.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That is a good tease.
Mike likes it. Boa constrictors in Florida.
How
chaos.
How are we feeling about Warriors and Mavs tonight?
They're playing.
They're
playing.
It's fascinating because one team can't win on the road and one team is in a crisis. I don't know which one of those wins out. I think it's Warriors.
Are you concerned now that the Warriors have won one whole road game in a row?
Yeah, they're on a roll. It was against Houston.
Yeah, and they lost 11 in a row, I think, before that. So.
And it was a close win, too. They didn't just blow out Houston. They battled for that one.
I'm ready for a new roster, Higgy.
Oh, man.
You know, kind of over it.
Do you fall in the same category, then, in terms of you prefer they just miss even the play-in tournament?
Obviously the best scenario is they rally, they win a playoff series or two, and maybe they lose to Denver in the conference finals. That's the ideal thing right now. But the most realistic ideal thing is that they lose and they get a lottery pick.
I think the greatest thing he just said, though, is that, like, realizing we're 6 or 9 days away from baseball starting.
It was like 10.
And it's you said,
eight.
Let's go Rangers. Like,
Zach.
Yeah. Once baseball season gets rolling, like, we can invest all of our attention into DeGrom and Seager, like, stars that are ready and willing to play for this city and be great.
Yeah, they'll try the first stars. 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to try the whole time, aren't they? Yeah.
Well, I think so, but I watched the Dallas Mavericks, and they're like, oh, we're playing a bunch of minor leaguers. Let's not try for a month and see how that goes.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, man, I'm so disappointed I got traded from the Mavericks. How about you try in October, November, and December, and you might not get traded, Dorian Finney-Smith?
And from the 214, we have a very attentive audience. They sent me a link to Flex Stretchy Jorts. And so they have the appearance of the jean short, but they're very stretchy, and they followed up by saying they look hot in the gym, trust me.
I've been thinking about getting yoga pants.
Real.
Just for fun.
There's so many bets of Kevin that
oh my gosh. That,
like, wearing jean shorts for a whole week.
I like this.
In Oxnard, he has to Oxnard jean shorts for a week.
That sounds terrible.
And sandals.
Yeah.
They gotta be tight in mid-thigh too.
I don't even want to see his legs. I never have, and I don't want to.
They are spectacular. Is what do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Haggy, thanks for asking. We will have a Warriors reporter and ESPN NBA reporter, Kendra Andrews, join you at 4 o'clock here on the Fan.
All right, looking forward to that. Roll home.
Could be a good one.
The G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Say. Hey! Kevin.
Mike does it best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.